What is going on, everyone? My name is Colin, also known as the Decade Investor, and welcome back to the Decade Investor Podcast. What I want to talk about today, in episode number 60, are five goals that we can aim for with our money. And by accomplishing these five things, we are setting ourselves up for success financially. If we can accomplish and cross off these five things on our list of goals, right? These aren't the only five things you can do, but these are five great things to get moving in the right direction. If we can cross off these five things, not all at once, but over time, we are going to be setting ourselves up for great success with our money. What are those five things, Colin? Starting with number one here. If you can have a 3 to 6 month emergency fund, you are setting yourself up for success. An emergency fund is money set aside for, you guessed it, emergencies. Some people might choose to do 3 months. Some people might choose to do 6 months. I know people that choose to have a year or even more of expenses saved up in an emergency fund, but it doesn't matter. Goal number one is to have at least 3 to 6 months. Again, it's going to differ for everyone, but 3 to 6 months is a great baseline to start at. Personally, I do not invest my emergency fund. I keep it in a high yield savings account. Yes, it's not growing like the stock market grows, but that's not the purpose of that money. That money is to be there for emergencies. Something happens, I can pull from my emergency fund, not have to pull from my investment, especially if they're down, and I can use this emergency fund to pay for that emergency. It's not invested, it is there. My saying with emergency funds, it is better to have it, that money there, and not need it than need it, emergency happens, but I don't have an emergency fund, I have to sell my investments and the market's down, so now I'm selling for a loss. So goal number one, a 3 to 6 month emergency fund. Goal number two is auto investing every single paycheck. I know some of you might be W-2, you get paid every 2 weeks, you get paid twice a month. I know some of you might be business owners, you get maybe paid once a month. I know some of you are 1099, you have really no structure in your payments, but point is, either it's auto-investing every paycheck, auto-investing every time you get paid, auto-investing once a month, whatever it is, goal number two should be have a plan in place, auto-investing, that every time you get paid, you set aside a portion of your payment. 10%, 5%, 12%, 17%, whatever it is. Again, everyone's going to be different, but auto-investing every single paycheck. I've been doing that ever since I got a job. Ever since I had a steady stream of income, I auto-invested, meaning literally I set up the auto payment once and then every single time I get paid, it's been pulling from my account automatically from my bank account and invested for me. I recently switched over to Fidelity. They have great auto-investing. So on Friday, it's going to automatically pull money from my bank account, transfer it to my Fidelity account, invest it for me, and that's it. Every single time I get paid, every single Friday, I actually get paid every 2 weeks, but every Friday, I auto-invest. That is a great goal to have. Are you auto-investing every single paycheck? Number two. Number three is to have no credit card debt. No credit card debt. 20% interest, 25% interest for unpaid balances, not good. It is very difficult to get ahead carrying credit card debt. Think of it like this. If someone approached you and said, hey, I have this great investment opportunity. You give me some money. Now I'm going to provide you 25% returns. Would you take it? Probably. Even if there's a chance that this guy pays you back your amount you loan him and pays you no interest, but there's a chance that he has to pay you 25% annualized returns. Would you take it? Probably. That's what credit card companies do. They loan you money. They hope you don't pay it back so they can charge you 20 to 25% interest. So no credit card debt. That's a great goal to have. If you're in it, how can you get out of it? If you're out of it, stay out of it. It is very difficult to get ahead carrying credit card debt consistently. I know there's times where it might happen. Hopefully you have an emergency fund set aside for that, but let's say you don't, you're just now getting started. You might have to use it. If you can, try to get 0%, you know, interest-free for a year, like a new credit card if you have to really do it. Ideally, you don't, But if you do, that's one route to go. But as a whole, your goal for number three should be to have no credit card debt. Stay away. It's not good. It's bad debt. It's consumer debt. It's not going to help you get ahead. Number four is to have at least 1 year's salary invested. Say you make 50 grand a year. Your goal across all your accounts, this is including retirement accounts, brokerage accounts, if you have crypto, $50,000 invested, 1 year's salary. If you make 100 grand, 100,000. If you make 200 grand, 200,000. Makes sense, right? You should have at least 1 year's salary invested. I know that's going to take some time, especially if you're just starting out. So these goals don't have to be accomplished tomorrow, next week, next year. I'm just saying these are great things to aim for. It might take you 5 years to do these things. But if you're working on these things and you're taking care of these things and getting these things set up, you're moving in the right direction. You're setting yourself up for success. So number four is to have at least 1 year's salary invested. And number five here is to have a paid off car. Easier said than done. Again, I know it doesn't happen overnight. And I know there's rare situations, especially now, where your interest rate on your car might be 1% or 2%. High yield savings accounts are paying 5%, up to 5%, some even more. Stocks, those things. I get there are certain situations where the math makes sense. That's situation by situation. But for most people, if you're carrying high interest rates on your car loan, your goal, in my opinion, should be to pay off your car. It's a depreciating asset. Yes, it's an asset, but it's losing value every mile that you drive it. So the five goals that you should aim for, I don't care if it takes you 1 day, 1 week, 1 year, or 10 years. If you are working on these things, these aren't the only five things out there, but these are great five things to start with or work on. 3 to 6 month emergency fund, auto investing every paycheck, no credit card debt, stay out of credit card debt, at least 1 year salary invested, if not more, in a paid off car. If you are working towards these five things, and maybe you cross them off one at a time, maybe you work on all of them simultaneously, but if you can work on these five things and get these things taken care of, again, I don't care how long it takes you, but if you're working towards them and you're actively working towards them, you're not just saying you're doing it, but you're actually doing it. If you can do these five things, you are setting yourself up for success. Why? Because number one, 3 to 6 month emergency fund. You're setting up your safety net. You're setting up your quote unquote insurance policy. If something happens, you have 3 to 6 months set aside. So that's number one. Number two, you're auto investing every paycheck. You're building your assets. Every time you get paid, you pay yourself. That's going to grow for you, right? Assets over the long term, the stock market, real estate, businesses, crypto, over the long term are going to grow your wealth. So if you're doing that every single paycheck, you're buying more of those things, you're owning more assets, it's going to grow for you over the long term. Number three, no credit card debt. You're staying away from getting a loan from someone and paying them 20, 25% interest. It's not good. You're never going to get ahead like that. So don't do that. Number four, at least 1 year salary invested. That's obviously going to take some time, but if you can get to that point, think of it like this. Outside of your emergency fund, you have 1 full year saved up. If something were to happen and you really needed to use that money, you have a full year of liquid money, potentially. If it's in retirement accounts, it means a little bit different, but you have 1 year of your salary already saved up, if not more. And number five is a paid off car. Let's say you spend $300, $400, $500, $600, $700, $800, $900 a month towards your car payment. You get that car paid off. Now you can start saving and investing $300, $400, $500, $600, $700, $800, $900 a month. And after a few years of doing that, depending on your income, you might already have or surpass 1 year's salary invested. Depending on where you are financially, you're going to increase your net worth dramatically because you're buying more assets. So these aren't the only five things that you can do for your money. These are the only five goals that you have for money. There's a lot more out there. These are just five things that, in my opinion, I don't care if you're a beginner or an expert in money and finance. These are five great things that you can do, five goals that you can start working on today to set yourself up for success. These are five goals, no matter if it takes you 1 day or 10 years to do or anywhere in between. The more that you work on these, the more you start saving for emergency fund, the more you auto invest every paycheck, the more that you stay out of or get out of credit card debt, the more that you invest and save so you have at least 1 year salary invested, and the less that you're spending on car payments every month and the more you're saving towards your future in terms of assets, it's never going to hurt you. Doing these five things and actively doing them are never going to put you in a worse spot. Now, of course, if you're thinking short term with investments, they might go down. Again, stock market, there's no guarantees, but staying out of credit card debt is not going to hurt you. Auto investing every paycheck is not going to hurt you. Having an emergency fund set aside is not going to hurt you. Having at least 1 year salary invested and growing that every single paycheck is not going to hurt you. Driving a paid off car is not going to hurt you. That is why these five goals, as you can tell, I'm very fired up about this because I think it's great, these five things. That is why these five goals are great to work on. And when you work on those, if you accomplish those, that is why you're setting yourself up for success financially. My name is Colin, also known as the Decade Investor. If you enjoy this podcast, please be sure to share it with a friend. And if you really enjoy it, please be sure to rate it 5 stars on any podcasting platform you're listening to it on right now. But thank you all for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.